Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Take a deep breath with me. Hand over your heart. Feel your feet grounded to the floor. And let's begin, as always, by remembering I know who I play for. In today's episode, we're asking a question that most people never think to ask, but it holds the key to unlocking true abundance. Is it safe for money to love you? Let's find out. Let's root today's message into two guiding truths. John 10:10 says, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Abundance was never meant to be withheld from you. But if there's a part of you that's still afraid to let it in, this is your moment of healing. Let me ask you something real. If money were a person and it wanted to come close, to take care of you, to lavish you with love, gifts, rest, and freedom, would you let it? Or would you side-eye it, push it away, tell it, "I'm good, I got it handled"? Because for a long time, I didn't trust money like that. I didn't trust receiving. I trust being strong. I trust grinding. I trust handling it all on my own. But then one day, everything shifts. I was watching Mary Morrissey on the stage of Agape Spiritual Center. She was in the middle of her message when she pulled out a stack of cash and started kissing it. Yep, right there on the stage. One kiss after another, slow, intentional, loving. And then she said something I'll never forget. She said, "Some of you felt repulsed just now. You recoiled. But if I pick up a grandchild and kiss them the exact same way, not one of you would have thought it was inappropriate." That stopped me in my tracks because I realized I wanted money to love me. But I was still pushing it away with judgment, fear, and shame. I wanted overflow, but I still saw money as dirty, transactional, untrustworthy. I never questioned whether I loved money, but I had never asked if I was even letting money love me. And let's go deeper. I had to admit, there was a part of me that didn't feel worthy of that kind of devotion. I was used to being the giver, the strong one, the provider. Receiving felt weak. Receiving felt selfish. Receiving felt wrong. That was the day I started changing my relationship with money. Not just what I could get from it, but how I could open up to it, soften to it, let it love me back. The scripture we opened with today was John 10:10. "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Let's pause right there on that word, abundantly. When Mary kissed the stack of money on the stage, she wasn't worshiping it. She was challenging all of us to confront our shame, the internal belief that abundance isn't sacred or that wealth and love can't occupy the same space. And when she said, "If I kissed a grandchild this way, none of you would have flinched. I realized something deep in my spirit. We have no problem receiving love from people, but through money, that makes us flinch. But if we believe Jesus came that we might have life more abundantly, then we must ask ourselves, am I rejecting the very abundance he came to give me? Because that word abundantly isn't just poetic. It means overflow, more than enough, saturated, fulfilled, lavished with goodness. And abundance doesn't just show up in hugs and hope. Sometimes abundance shows up in resources, in divine provision, in the money that allows you to rest, give, breathe, heal, and expand. So when I think of that moment with Mary, I don't just see a woman kissing cash. I see a living metaphor for John 10:10. She was showing us what it looks like to let money be a channel of God's abundance instead of a substitute for it. And the more I allowed that truth to take root in me, the more I could say without fear, I know who I play for, and I trust the way he chooses to love me, including through money. Neville Goddard teaches, filling is the secret. You must fill yourself into the life you desire. And if you felt guilt every time money tries to come in, if you feel fear every time overflow knocks at the door, then it can't stay. Not because you're being punished, but because your frequency won't let it land. Florence Scovel Shinn says, faith opens the way for love to bring its gifts. So I had to ask myself, if love is God and God wants me to live in abundance, then why am I rejecting the very form that love could take? Because love can show up as a hug or a harvest. It can come as a mentor or a money miracle. And when I truly trust that I know who I play for, then I also trust that the source I serve will never send me anything that's meant to destroy me. So instead of fearing money, I start letting money love me as an extension of divine provision, as evidence that I am not forgotten, as proof that I don't have to grind to be provided for. And let me tell you, when you shift into that place, when you feel safe with money, everything changes. Let's slow down for a moment, because this is where the shift gets real. It's one thing to say you want abundance. It's another to actually let it love you. Grab your journal or open the notes app on your phone and take this journey with me. And if you're not in a place to write, just breathe into these questions. Let your spirit answer. Number one, when did I first learn that money was unsafe, greedy, or too much? Was there a specific moment, a look, a conversation, a pattern in your family or church? Write it down with honesty and love. You're not blaming, you're witnessing. Number two, do I trust myself to receive overflow without guilt? What happens when more money shows up than expected? Do you welcome it? Do you explain it away? Do you shrink from it? Number three, in what ways have I made myself the source instead of trusting source? Where have you believed it's all on you? That if you don't make it happen, it won't happen. What has that belief cost you in energy, joy, or intimacy? Number four, if money is love in motion, do I let it get close? Do you celebrate it when it comes? Do you kiss it like Mary Morrissey? Or do you silently keep it at a distance, waiting for the shoe to drop? Number five, where in my life do I still feel safer giving than receiving? Not just with money, both with compliments, opportunities, rest, or help. Your patterns with money often mirror your patterns with love. Number six, what would it look like to let money love me this week? Would it be accepting a gift without deflecting? Would it be charging what you're worth without apologizing? Would it be taking the day off and trusting nothing will fall apart? Number seven, declare a new belief about your worth and receiving. Write it, speak it, breathe it into your body. Here are a few to choose from or make your own. It's safe for me to receive. I trust money because I trust myself. Overflow is a reflection of how deeply I am loved. I don't have to earn what has already been given. I know who I play for and I receive like it. So take one more deep breath. Your heart already knows how to receive. It just needed permission to trust again. So, wherever you are right now, let's take a moment. Close your eyes if you're able. Place one hand over your heart and the other over your belly or your lap. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Hold it for a count of three. And then exhale slowly out of the mouth. What if money wasn't dangerous? What if it's simply another form of love? Picture yourself sitting in a quiet room. There's a knock on the door. You open it, and standing there is money itself. But not the chaotic version you've been shown. This money feels like peace. It looks like ease. It carries no demands, no rush, no threat, just presence. It smiles at you. And before you can speak, it says, I'm not here to control you. I am here to care for you. You've worked so hard. You've held so much. You've earned nothing, but I'm still yours. Let yourself soften as you hear these affirmations. Repeat them after me or let them echo inside you. I no longer fear money's love. It is safe for me to receive. I was born to be supported, not just used. I trust money because I trust Source. Money doesn't change me. It amplifies the love already in me. I'm not greedy for receiving. I am grounded in worthiness. My prosperity is an extension of God's abundance. I know who I play for, and my wealth reflects that. I let money love me now. Take another deep breath. Visualize money wrapping you in a soft embrace. No pressure, just presence. It doesn't ask you to prove anything. It just wants to support the work God already called you to do. It wants to free your time, support your purpose, and lighten your load. Let that sink in. Now imagine this peaceful version of money following you, not chasing you, not testing you, just walking with you as a quiet companion. From this place, you create, you serve, you rest, you rise. And every time doubt creeps in, you return to this image, money as love in motion. You as the one willing to receive it. Take one final deep breath. As you exhale, whisper it with me. I know who I play for, and I let money love me now. You made space today, not just to learn something new, but to remember something eternal. You are not meant to survive your way to joy. You are meant to receive, to rest, to rise in divine partnership. So if this message stirred something in you, don't rush away from it. Let it land. Let it breathe. Come share your reflection in the Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich portal. There's a journal space waiting for you. There's a community walking the same sacred road. And when we're doing it together, no more self-made, self-sacrificing, self-shrinking. Just truth, just presence, just alignment. And listen, if this is the first time you've ever thought about money loving you, let that concept live in your spirit this week. Let it walk beside you. Let it whisper safety into your nervous system. Let it remind you that overflow isn't proof of your worth. It's the reflection of it. In the next episode, we'll be exploring breaking generational cycles of lack. How to release old patterns without dishonoring where you came from. But until then, say it with me one more time. I know who I play for, and I let money love me now. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.